this was back in the mid '80s. I was a chief on a boat. We worked for Eastern Shore Railroad, which was owned by Canoni Atlantic, and we would take 28 railroad cars across Chesapeake Bay twice a day. Mm-hmm. And we left one night, and I had just finished painting the engine room. It was spotless, and we had a crankcase explosion, which is pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Well, I come out in my underwear, and we had just got a SCBA, self-contained breathing apparatus, that day, as a matter of fact, and nobody knew how to use it. They strapped it on me upside down, and I walked in the upper engine room, and I looked down the stairs, and all I saw was a red glow, and I said, nope, this ain't gonna happen. So I come back out, and what had happened when the crankcase explosion happened, it blew the crankcase cover off, and it ruptured a fire extinguisher right there on the wall, so that kind of helped save us. But the seas were rough, and the barge tipped over, and we had 28 railroad cars floating around Chesapeake Bay, going through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel. So that was pretty scary. And then the what made a believer out of me on tugboats was when I worked for that mom and pop company, White Horse Marine. We towed a, we were shanghaied. We were supposed to go to the Azores from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, we never went to the Azores. We went to Vigo, Spain, and we were towing a semi-submersible barge. It was called a Samson. It was the type of barge where they sink it down and float stuff on top of it, then pump the water out and raise it up like a dry dock, floating dry dock. Well, we got to Vigo, Spain. The chief engineer quit that was on there, and so I became the chief. The captain quit because they didn't know. They thought they were going to the Azores or back. Well, we were on our way to Emden, Germany. So after we got our stores and fuel, we're going up the coast, and we get caught in a full force gale off the coast of France in the Bay of Biscay. And we had 45 to 50 foot seas. For 2 days, we went 12 miles backwards. So when we get to Germany, Emden, Germany, they wouldn't pay us for the delivery because there was a crack in the barge from the storm.
Right.
So we had to go then to Rotterdam, Holland, and we had to make short trips to London and Scotland, Dundee, Scotland, and different places to get enough money for fuel to get back to Norfolk, Virginia. But that storm, like I said, that storm or tugboat is, you know, as long as you got all your windows closed and everything, and the hatch is closed and batten down, if it flips over, it's coming right back up. You know, it's just like one of those punching bags when you were a kid that had the sand in the bottom.
Yeah.
That's the way a tugboat is. So, and I remember we had to stuff life jackets under our mattresses to stay in the bed.
So, I mean, did you feel confident during storms that you'd be okay?
Yeah, I did. I sure did.
Because you were on a tugboat.
Yeah, because I was on a tugboat.
Yeah. And it's these are just normal sized tugboats.
But yeah, these weren't huge tugboats. This was in fact, this one had twin 398 Caterpillar engines, so it wasn't all that big.
And you're doing these journeys. I mean, the Azores. If you went there, that's in the middle. That's literally in the middle
of nowhere.
Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible that you're doing that on a tug.
Like when we would go to Mombasa, Kenya, we'd stop in Fortaleza, Brazil, take on food. And we stop in Cape Town or Durban to take on fuel. When we went to Egypt, we would stop at Gibraltar to take on fuel. Mm-hmm. And because it was like, it took us 52 days to get to Mombasa, Kenya. But we had the barge that we were pushing, we had 275,000 gallon tanks on the barge, and the boat held 50,000. So every 3 days I would pump 15,000 back to the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So